Welcome to First Nation Ministries. Today we're bringing you a classic broadcast from our founder, Reverend Don Klein.
I love to tell the story.
This is the voice of First Nation Ministries, dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Indian tribes of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Now here's the director of First Nation Ministries, Reverend Don Klein.
Hello, neighbor. I get so excited about what God is doing and His presence and His blessing that I forget to tell you about some of our needs. Someone said, made a comment about a radio preacher once. He said all they do is ask for money. Well, they got to have it. So, but I find myself get excited about what God's doing. But I want to tell you something. God is meeting the needs in some crucial spots. We were so blessed to have Ochena Hrusky and April Knuth, a couple of Indian girls sitting here in the office with us the other day. They are from up there by Carson, Washington. And you've heard me tell about them. They come down and Ochena said, I'm Indian and I don't want to be anything else. I've always been an Indian and I've lived like an Indian and I like it. And I go to the mountains with them in the summertime and we gather berries and we dig roots and I like it. I want to tell them about Jesus because I found Jesus. And I'll tell you, she set us all afire down here to sit and talk with her. And she'd heard the broadcast, and she spent the winter, in bad weather, they come out of the hills, and she lives up there at Carson, and she's got an old pickup camper that was cast away, and we've been talking about a trailer house for us, and we've got one on the way, praise God. Bob, the man that said, donating it, it's his, and it has some moisture damage, but he's an excellent craftsman and builder, and said, I'm going to repair it, and it'll be in perfect shape, and I'm so excited, and it's going to take about a month, but I got to break that news to Ochena, and I tell you, she sat here and wept, and we wept with her. And Jeff said, what a blessing it is. And Debbie, they got in on it to see the gratitude. And she just kind of set us all on fire. And we got just the pickup she needs to pull that with. And I told her that we'd be making that available to her. And so she's going to be equipped, and she can't believe. And they bring their little offering. Their little group saves up their money and takes an offering, and they put it in a little old plastic zipper bag like you put food in the freezer or in the refrigerator in. And they bring it out, and there's lots of pennies and nickels and dimes and quarters, but there's some bills, and it's growing, and they were so excited. Every month, it's been a little bigger and a little bigger. And $50-$60 that they get together and bring down. And they're part of the team. And I praise God for them and what God is doing through them. And we're just so excited about putting tools in their hands. Now, I've said all that. We need pickups. Good pickups. We can't take something that's going to break down and give it to some Indian woman like Ochena or to the others that we're helping, Kate Kendall, Cecilia Spotted Bear, Cindy Antelope. They got to have good vehicles, and we've been able to give most of these good vehicles. And across the years, some of them we've given to them again and again because we want them to have the means of getting around and distributing the Bibles and knocking on doors. And we are convinced, neighbor, that while it's exciting to go out there and be the one that God uses to give an invitation in a big tent and see him kneel at the altar. And I've been there again and again. But God said, help these others. It's more fruitful. There'll be more in the harvest if you help those that are out there that are limited because of lack of means and equipment to inspire them and inspire people to give to them, to put them out there. And there's something about it when old John Bush or Kenny Azure showed up, or a lot of other Indian boys and women, and started telling what Jesus did. When Kenny Azure came home from prison and told the people that he'd gotten saved and he didn't drink anymore, they laughed. Kenny Azure was noted for being a fighter. And the police over there on that reservation told me that they dreaded to go out when there's a disturbance because it was always a fight. And that Kenny Azure, he was a fighter, but he got saved. And they watched, and lo and behold, you, he was delivered from booze. And he didn't smoke. He quit it all. Praise God. And they watched him, and they said, what happened? He said, I got saved. How do you get saved? Well, he said, let me show you in the book. And he tried to explain to them, and some of them, he led them to Jesus. And they said, I'll take you to church and you'll learn. And Kenny himself told me that we went to every church within driving distance. This was years back. And he said, nobody talked about coming and getting on your knees and confessing your sins and repenting and finding Jesus and inviting him into your heart and life. And so he got him in the front room of his home, and he started telling them, and some of them got saved. And they said, well, we can start our own church. And they called it Blue Sky Ministries. And it's the biggest body of worshipers on that reservation over there in Montana. Praise God. And we've been able to help them, and God led us that way and opened the doors. And what a blessing it is. And Kenny Azure has probably won more souls than any other Indian pastor that I know. They're Indians. I've gone over there on a Sunday morning when they didn't know I was coming. There'd be 150, 160 people. I've been there, slip in on prayer meeting night. They didn't know I was coming. Over 90 people. Hardly a pale face. Indians! I look at Big Alex and the others that are saved. Some of them came right from prison, and Kenny got a hold of him. He goes after them and tells them what happened to him, and it happens to them, and the news is spreading, and it's growing, and what a joy, what a blessing to be a help to those people. So we need your pickups, and we need your cars, and we need your trucks and motorcycles. And neighbor, we're not taking them to sell to make money. You hear me? We are asking you to give them to us that we can put wheels under Indians out there that are carrying the gospel and taking food and clothing and Bibles to their fellow Indians. Now, if you give us a Cadillac or a Mercedes or too luxurious a car, we want it. Let us sell it, but we'll talk to you about it, and we'll put the money to work right on cars. We'll get two or three Chevrolets going for the price of the Cadillac or the Mercedes. Now, that's happened to us, so don't smile or think I'm making it up, because we've had people give us cars. One fella donated a fully restored Model A Ford. Why? Couldn't give that to the Indians, and I told him to sell it, and he said, sell it, and it brought in several thousand dollars, of course. And so it is, neighbor, and I need your help. And I don't need to tell you the price of diesel is just fierce, but we're telling you we've got a need, and it's your contributions, and I haven't had to harp on money. I'm telling you what God's doing, and you know it takes money. So get on your knees and ask God what you're supposed to do. And if you believe in this old preacher and what I'm telling you, you won't be sorry. Put your money to work and then maybe get to go along and see it in action out there. I'll tell you, neighbor, we've got nothing to hide. The record speaks for itself. The facts of the case. Our books are open. There's no big salaries. There's nobody siphoning money off of the God's funds. So God bless you, neighbor. I want you to get on your knees someplace and ask God if you're supposed to be part of the team. Get on the mailing list. Look at our newsletters. Read about it. And if you don't like it, all it takes to get on it is phone in and we'll put you on there and you get it. Don't like it, all it takes to get off is just a little old note that says, please take me off your mailing list. But I think you're going to like it. It stands up under inspection. And the pictures and the story and the facts and the figures and the open books. Come down here and look at the books. They're open.
Thank you for listening to this classic First Nation Ministries broadcast with our founder, Reverend Don Klein, where our goal is to reach out to the Native American tribes throughout the country and share Jesus Christ with them. We do it through an act of love by providing much-needed food, clothing, bedding, and just those basic things they simply don't have. You can help us by donating those basic necessities to First Nation that would in turn be driven and delivered to our Native brothers and sisters. The ministry also has another need, help with our operating expenses, including radio airtime. Radio has proven to be an excellent way to share our message, and yet there is a cost involved, and it can add up rather quickly. And that's why we ask you, our committed listener, to help us with our radio expenses. God made it clear to our founder, Don Klein, many years ago to reach out to these hurting people, and we want to continue that vision to take the powerful message of Christ to our Native American family. Thank you so much. You can help us reach our Native American brothers and sisters with your prayers and financial gifts. Please write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can call us at 503-477-6077, 503-477-6077. 6077, and visit our website at firstnationministries.org.